Our first feature today is being read by Robin Quine and is by Emma Brennan, who is harking back to when washing our clothes was a labour-intensive chore.
This morning, I emptied the wash basket, popped the clothes into the washing machine, and then left it for an hour while I got on with writing. Job done. I couldn't help thinking how much we all take our automatic washing machines for granted these days, and what a far cry it is from when I was a child, when wash day was a big, labour-intensive, time-consuming deal. Go back even further to when my mum, now 88, was a kid, and getting the laundry washed and dried literally took my gran all day. Mum told me in the 1940s we had a big old wash copper that was built into the kitchen with a fire underneath to heat the water, which all had to be fetched from the village pump. On wash day, which was always a Monday, Mum would get up early to get the copper onto the boil. Some people would hang a copper stick across the copper, suspend pans from it, and cook puddings in the same place where they washed the old man's long johns. I always thought that was very unhygienic. While she was waiting for the copper to heat, my gran would hand wash items on a scrubbing board using sunlight or carbolic soap. All the whites went through the copper first before clothing, such as Grandad's work overalls, which Mum recalls were a job to get clean. Gran would rinse everything in a metal bath-style tub with another containing a blue pigment to prevent the white clothing from yellowing. To remove excess water, the washing was hand-fed through a mangle placed over a tin bath to catch the water. In the absence of tumble dryers in those days, everything was dried outside and aired on a clothes horse in front of the coal fire, Mum recalls. She told me the old council houses had very long gardens, so we could have a linen line that ran the full length. One side was the chickens and the other side the vegetable patch, so it got really muddy and you really didn't want to drop anything or let the sheets dangle in the dirt. When Mum and Dad first got married, they lived in a flat and had an electric wash boiler, rinsed the washing in the bath, then put it into a separate spinner. By the time us kids came along in the 1970s, they had progressed to a twin tub, but continued my gran's Monday wash day tradition. We would put whatever we needed washing at the top of the stairs. Mum would then collect it and begin what these days would seem like a bit of a palaver. The twin tub, as the name suggests, had two separate tubs, one for washing and soaking and a second for rinsing and spinning the water out of the garments. There were rubber hoses, one leading from the tap to get clear water in for rinsing and another which hooked over the sink and carried the wastewater away. These machines were considered quite high-tech at the time. Mum would switch on the machine, add the soap powder, and wait for the water to reach its maximum temperature. Washing powder was the only option in those days. None of this capsules lark, which force you to use a certain amount of liquid detergent in each wash. As if that's not enough, the capsules also contain softeners and chemicals, promising to stop your washing machine from getting clogged up with limescale. It's all very complicated compared to the days of fairy snow and Omo. Getting the clothing from one tub to the other was in no way automated. I recall being fascinated as Mum used a set of giant-sized tongs to lift the steaming hot washing out of the wet side and into the rinser spinner. Once automatic machines became commonplace, I had hell's own job to get Mum to part with her twin tub because she was absolutely sure that the newfangled swanky washers would not get the clothing clean. It was as though the three-hour ritual of standing over the twin tub somehow magically got everything more pristine. One tradition that has passed through the generations is pegging washing outside to dry. On many an occasion during my youth, we would suddenly get rain and I would run outside and assist with the scramble to save the washing from getting an impromptu rewash. Mum was more concerned that I was going to drop the newly cleaned clothing in my haste. I also remember her cussing when birds pooed on her freshly boiled whites, another hassle of drying al fresco. Despite the obvious rigmarole involved, I have to agree with Mum that there is nothing better than the smell of washing that has been dried outdoors. Our boiler was in the utility area. Most houses had these before it became fashionable to knock all walls down and live open plan. And the pipes that led out of it were very often lagged by my dad's pants and socks drying. This caused quite a lot of merriment. Mum eventually succumbed to the benefits of an automatic washing machine, but she still pegs everything out to dry and occasionally wraps the odd sock or two around the boiler pipes for good measure.